The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of March, 2008. It's the infamous Ides of March. It was 2,052 years ago on this day. The Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed to death in the Roman Senate by a group of senators who called themselves the Liberatores, claimed they were preserving the integrity of the Roman system. Caesar had refused to be named king, but he had allowed his face to be stamped on coins, whereas only gods had had their images on coins before. And he assumed the title dictator for life just a month before his assassination. The most famous of the assassins was Marcus Brutus, a man who was personally connected to Caesar. Brutus's mother was one of Caesar's lovers, and Caesar singled out the young man for a government position. Today is the birthday of Andrew Jackson, born in the Waxhaw settlement on the border of North and South Carolina, 1767, the seventh president of the United States. He served in Congress from Tennessee, a man with a fiery temper. He killed a man in a duel, a man who had insulted his wife. Carried on aggressive campaigns against Indians in the Creek War and the First Seminole War, and then in the War of 1812 became a national hero for his defeat of the British at the Battle of New Orleans. Ran for president 1824, won the popular vote, but the House of Representatives was allowed to choose since he did not have the majority of the electors, and the House voted for John Quincy Adams. Andrew Jackson then came back and won election in 1828 and re-election in 1832. He was the first president of the United States who did not come from the educated aristocracy. Today is the birthday of the playwright Isabella Augusta, Lady Gregory, born in Galway, Ireland, 1852, a major figure in the Irish literary revival. She had an estate at Cool Park, where Yeats and George Bernard Shaw and Sean O'Casey went to stay, and Yeats actually wrote several poems there, including his poem The Wild Swans of Cool. Lady Gregory, who co-founded the Irish Literary Theatre with Yeats in 1899, which became the Abbey Theatre, and she wrote 19 plays of her own and 7 translations, all for the Abbey Theatre. And it's the birthday of the novelist and poet Ben Okri, born in Minna, Nigeria, 1959. His first two novels, Flowers and Shadows and The Landscapes Within, came out in the early 80s, and he went on to win a Booker Prize for The Famished Road, the first in a trilogy of novels about the life of a spirit child in a Nigerian village. Ben Okri, who said literature doesn't have a country, Shakespeare is an African writer, the characters of Turgenev are ghetto dwellers, Dickens's characters are Nigerians. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled San Antonio. Tonight I lingered over your name, the delicate assembly of vowels, a voice inside my head. You were sleeping when I arrived. I stood by your bed and watched the sheets rise gently. I knew what slant of light would make you turn over. It was then I felt the highways slide out of my hands. I remembered the old men in the West Side Cafe, dealing dominoes like magical charms. It was then I knew, like a woman looking backward, I could not leave you or find anyone I loved more. San Antonio, a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, from Is This Forever or What? Poems and Paintings from Texas, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik, engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.